Oasis Audio presents The Midnight Mystery. Read for you by Tim Gregory and engineered by Dirk Gowans. Chapter 1. Benny's Flashlight Hat.
"It's too dark in the back seat to play magnetic checkers," Henry Alden grumbled. "I can hardly see any of my black pieces."
"That's because I jumped most of them,"
his brother Benny answered. Henry frowned. Like the other Aldens, Henry was usually cheerful on family car trips. But here he was, 14 years old, and losing at checkers to his 6-year-old brother.
"I'm no match for Benny and his flashlight hat," he admitted.
The two brothers, along with their two sisters, Jessie and Violet, had been riding in Grandfather Alden's car for hours. Now it was dark, and not a good time to play car games. But Benny could see fine, thanks to the new invention he wore on his head. On other nighttime car trips, Benny had wished for a hat with a built-in flashlight, so he could see and have both hands free to play car games. When Grandfather's friend, Isabel Putter, invited the whole family to take part in the invention convention she organized every year, Benny knew just what to invent.
"Maybe I could invent a flashlight hat for you, too," Benny offered.
He sat back, waiting for Henry to make a tricky move in the dim light of the car. Henry groaned.
"You rascal! You're probably going to beat me at checkers and win first prize at the invention convention with your hat."
"Hope so,"
Benny smiled confidently.